Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast Radio Show, coming to you on this Sunday, October the 22nd, 2023. Hopefully it finds you staying safe and staying sweaty all at the same time. On today's episode, we are talking about simplicity for success, just keeping things very simple, eliminating decision fatigue, streamlining your processes and everything you do in life. Just a quick episode here because I have to actually jump on another podcast with the great and powerful BJ Gadur in a couple of hours here. So I'm trying to get some housekeeping stuff done on a Sunday before all of that kicks off. So Sunday should be a day of rest, but apparently that's not happening here today for me. Hopefully I get out of here early enough so I can watch some football and just maybe hang out. It's been a busy week. For sure. But before I jump into all that, reminder, Jeremy Scott Fitness app is live and rocking. If you guys want to train with me every single day, hundreds of programs, thousands of workouts, jeremyscottfitness.app. You guys get a week for free. You can try it, see if you like it. If you want to stay on a couple of pennies a day, you can do all my personal weekly stuff that I throw in there. For most people, if nothing else, the mobility piece alone, I think, is worth it. We have full follow-along mobility pieces where you can just click it, play, and actually do it with me. That, my friends, as they say, is worth the price of admission. But again, if you're looking for something to do when you hit the gym or if you're at home, we have you covered. We're always adding new stuff. They're getting close to wrapping up their Action Hero Jack program. And then the last one we're going to do for the year is our microdosing mobility, which I think everybody in the world should do. It's a small 5-ish minute investment every single day to move better and feel better. So if you know you're somebody who doesn't do enough foam rolling, tissue work, you don't work on, you know, your hips enough or your shoulders enough or your low back enough or your ankles, we got you covered. So it'll be coming out November the 20th. Otherwise, hop in there now. You can ask me questions. I answer everything inside. And then some. So jeremyscottfitness.app for a week for free. And then real quick, you guys know this episode is brought to you by my friends at AG1. Drinkag1.com/jeremyscott. It's the one thing I take every single day and I never miss. Especially when I travel. I was just on the road for a couple of days, took the travel packs with me. I rip them, throw them in some water, shake them, and I'm good to go. That way I have all my micronutrients covered for the day, regardless of how I eat. Still stopped at Whole Foods and picked up the best stuff that we could, but it's tough to eat all the fruits and veggies, especially when you're in a car and you're moving and you got a bunch of stuff to do. So this is an easy kind of, you know, foundational fix for that. I don't like, you know, chugging with me 15 different pills. And so this is why I take it. And I do like to taste. I think it's the best tasting out there by far. Helps my gut, which obviously if you guys know how important gut health is, your gut microbiome, how your gut and brain communicate, my energy, my immune system. And again, I don't make an excuse not to take it. That's probably why I've been taking it for, almost 6 years at this point. So if you want a free sample, 100% for free, no strings attached, you don't got to send us anything, just shoot us a DM with all your information. We'll get the packs right to your front door. If you're watching on YouTube, they look just like this, if I'm in front of the camera. And it'll come right to your door. You can try them. If you like them, you get hooked up with our offer here. We're giving you guys a year's supply of free vitamin D and K2, which you should already be taking, and 5 free travel packs. So win, win, win. If you've heard of somebody else talk about it, maybe you've seen it somewhere and you're like, yeah, I really wanted to try it, but I didn't know, you know, if I want to make the investment in it, hit me up. We'll get you the free samples. You can try it and then get hooked up with all the free stuff from there. My gift to you guys to help you be a little bit healthier and happier, hopefully. And so all the other sponsors are in the show notes that we use for our protein, collagen, turmeric, curl oils, all those things, all the gear that I use, all the clothes that I wear, all of that is in the show notes for you guys today. Whew. Always a mouthful. Busy weekend here. Work stuff I'm trying to catch up on. Heather had a, if you guys are on Instagram, you can check it out, at least a little 15-second clip of it. Heather had this insane, just 10 miles, not a 10K, 10 mile trail run through the mountains of Sedona there. And not easy to do for sure. I'm not going to share the whole story here because it'll make a whole podcast in itself, just the experience, the before, during, after. And but shout out to her. Super proud of her for crushing that in kind of this – busy, weird season of life that her and I are in, it's impressive to see people. And I was out there rucking while she was running the race in a different part where I saw some of these people just, you know, as I'm coming back, because obviously I'm rucking at a pretty good clip, I'm coming back watching these guys, you know, do these trail runs up the mountains, like at these gnarly inclines. I'm just like, it just looked fucking brutal, man. It's not for me. Doesn't seem super exciting for me. I would do it, but it's not, it doesn't get my juices flowing, if you will. And so I rocked out there for a good shit, probably hour and a half. And then made it back to the car, finally grabbed a coffee, and she got done way faster than I thought she would. And then I had about a 10-mile drive in the car to go pick her up. So impressive stuff, but I'll let her share that. We were in Sedona for a couple of days there, which if you've never been, it's beautiful and it's amazing. But as they say, if you live there, it sucks. Don't come, because people just ruin it like everywhere else. But it's a legit place. If you ever Google image Sedona, Arizona, and the pictures you see, it really does look like that. It's everywhere around you is that view. Everywhere is, it looks fake, honestly. That's how gangster it is. So that was my couple of days, and here we are talking about simplicity for success in life. But I did want to share a quick quote from Danny Mataranga. Is that if I'm saying that right? Mataranga. He posted this on Instagram a couple of days ago, and I thought it was important enough to save and share with all of you. The quote is, "The average American retires at 64 and dies at 76. Over half Americans will spend those quote-unquote golden years living with hypertension, obesity, and reliant on over a dozen prescription medications annually. Put differently, the average American will spend over 45 years and nearly 100,000 hours working to save enough to retire in poor health, limited by age, obesity, and illness for about 12 years. If you're smart enough to save and invest for retirement, you ought to be smart enough to invest in your health along the way." End quote. I thought that was eye-opening for sure when you look at the stats and the numbers. Now, look, there's things that just happen that you can't control with your health and your life, whether it be your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, you know, random, you know, illness and disease, injury, loss of a loved one. These things, they happen. This is part of life. It's inescapable for everybody. And when I talk about this, those are not the things I'm talking about. You know, if you just, you get bit by a tick and you get Lyme disease, that sucks. You know, you get Valley fever, that sucks. You rupture your Achilles, that sucks. That's not what this is. Those are just, that's just shitty luck, man. It's just, sometimes I don't know how to describe things in the world. You know, whether you believe in God or the universe or energy or whatever it is, sometimes shitty things just happen to good people for no reason. And I don't have an explanation for that. You know, you'd like to think there's some kind of lesson in it, but oftentimes it's just like, what the fuck could the lesson be? What this is talking about is people just not really giving a shit about their health and driving themselves into the ground for a job or a house or cars or whatever it may be. And obviously there's people who struggle just to make ends meet, especially now because the world has become so economically just a complete fucking shit show. I don't know where it ends up. You know, as I gotten older, it'd be nice if I didn't know as many things as I know, but it's kind of a wild time out there for sure. So I guess the takeaway is you got to work hard at your job. You got to care about your craft. You got to make money. Save it, invest it, try to put it in things that go up in value, you know, as best you can, but invest in your health, you know, in all the things that are going to make you feel better each and every day. It doesn't mean you always have a good day, but if you can prioritize those things and really put a focus on them, I think you'll be better off, especially as time goes on. So if you're smart enough to save money for retirement, you should be smart enough to invest in your health. And even if you're not smart enough to do that, invest in you today. You know, really do that. Because it would just suck to, you know, work so hard and have no free time and then get to the end of your life and just be so riddled with all of these things that are plaguing you, it doesn't seem like a fun way to go out. So just a food for thought moment there on just investing in your health. So whether that be a fitness program, a coach, the food that you eat, the things you drink, how you sleep, if it's AG1, whatever it may be, I'm happy to hook you guys up. So with that, oh, also, I do still have a discount code on the Ruck, on all the Go Ruck stuff. If you guys are looking to get into rucking or upgrade your equipment and gear, I think for the next week or so, I still have this discount code to save you guys money off of the exact stuff that I use and everything that's on the site. So hit me up ASAP. Otherwise, the link's in the show notes for that. I'm going to try to talk them into keeping that going, but who knows where that ends up. So if you want a ruck and you want some awesome ruck stuff, I got you covered. Now, I'm playing off a little note from my man, Pat Rigsby here. I'm just keeping things simple. Simplify the best you can. You know, you've all heard the phrase, you know, keep it simple, stupid. And I believe it. The more noise you can block out of your life, the more bullshit you can erase from it, I think the faster you'll reach your goals, or at least you won't be as stressed and anxious on your way to those goals. And that's what I mean by keep it simple. There's so many badass things about simplicity. For one, keeping things simple in your life, it's more efficient, it's more effective, and in my personal opinion, it's more fulfilling. You know, see, in a world with seemingly endless choices, you get to focus on things that you decide matter most, and you get to avoid investing time and energy into the rest. It's amazing how complicated people want to make things. You know, it's like, you guys know what it is, right? Like, if you're trying to pick a show to watch, like with your husband or wife, you've all probably been through it before, or picking a restaurant you want to go to. There's so many options. Now, if you live in like rural nowhere, obviously this is not the case, but even for you, if you live in, you know, nowhere, Nebraska, right? And you're trying to pick a show for the night and you're on Netflix, it's like, how many movies and how many shows are there? It's got to be in the thousands, right? And that's just one application. That's not HBO. It's not Paramount Plus. That's not Peacock. That's not your normal cable. There's so many options. It's almost like you get, you know, paralysis by analysis. You're frozen. Now, when I was a kid, you had like TBS, TNT, and like maybe Fox or something, and Nickelodeon as a kid. Like, there wasn't, I don't know how many channels we had as a kid, like 30 maybe total. There wasn't apps. There wasn't all these. If you wanted a movie, you had to go to Blockbuster or, you know, your local, I think we had a place called Video Vision and a place called Video Land. Neither are in business right now, nor is Blockbuster. That's how old I am. But that's the stuff where it's like you'd go to the movie store and they just had what they had in there. You know, they had a lot of choices, but it wasn't like there was 1,000 new releases. There wasn't, you know, you couldn't rewind a show. And that's what I mean by sometimes having too many options and making things too complex really bogs you down, and it holds you up from making even a single decision to move forward. So that's what I mean by it's amazing how complicated people want to make things just to start. Now, maybe that's, you know, fear of choosing the wrong thing. You know, so because you have this fear of choosing the wrong thing or making the wrong decision, you don't choose anything. You don't make any decisions. And where does that get you? Nowhere. Maybe we feel like big things can't be done without this great, you know, complexity to them. And in fact, I've seen, you know, good intention people looking to get healthy and fit, chase every single fad diet, use every single workout gadget, try every single secret workout system, only to find out the hard way it's the simple and not the sexy new shiny things that get done consistently over time that really work. Now, I'm not against trying new stuff. I'm not against, you know, educating yourself and trying, you know, new workout programs and different equipment and different recovery protocols and eating styles. I'm a fan of all those things. But at the end of the day, if you can't adhere to it, you know, long term, it's not sustainable for your results and for you to have long term success. It's the same way I think about these crazy morning routines. Now, I'm not against a morning routine. If you have the time and this works for you, you do you. Well, this is not me telling you what to do. I'm just observing from the outside. Maybe at a different stage in my life, maybe it's 5 years from now, maybe it's 10 years from now, I can have this hour-long morning routine. I could wake up, could go out, cold plunge, I could come back, I could do the sauna, I could do mobility, I could sit and read a couple pages from a book, I could have my coffee, I could, you know, walk the dog, and then I could start my day. Sounds great in theory, but right now, a lot of days I'm still getting up early as shit, and I got to come in here. And tomorrow I'm going to be in here by like before 5 a.m. Now, I'm not going to wake up at 3 and do this long, outdrawn routine. I have a hard enough time getting the sleep hours I need as it is. So it's like that doesn't work for me. That's too complex. I need a simpler, more efficient, streamlined routine in the morning to be able to get here and be productive and be successful. Now, again, there's not a right or wrong, but I think sometimes we think like, oh, well, if my workout program isn't super complex, it's not going to work. It's like, no, the simple stuff works. You squat and you lunge and you do some pull-ups and some push-ups and some overhead pressing, and maybe you push a sled and ride an assault bike and like you can be okay. You know, like that's obviously super dumbed down, but it doesn't got to be this insane timing of sets and reps. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. And again, on the same side, I've seen a lot of hardworking business owners be, I don't want to say con, but kind of lured into some expert's complex business growth plan only to learn the hard way. Successful people, personally and professionally, don't do the most things. They do the most important things. I'll repeat that again because it's a powerful statement. Successful people, whether that be personally or professionally, they don't do most things. They do the most important things. So they don't do 77 things. They do the 7 most important things every day. That's the key. It's kind of like the jack of all trades, master of none. You cannot do it all. I'll talk about that in a second. The truth is that the fundamentals, the basic stuff, will always work. That's never going to go out of style, you know. In a business, you have a P&L sheet, profits and losses. You got to make more money than you spend if you want to be in business long term. You know, you have so many leads, you get so many conversions, you have whatever percentage is your churn rate or your turnover rate. You know, how long, you know, are you keeping your clients for? What is a client worth? You know, front end sales, back end sales, lifetime value, all these things. It's really basic. That'll always be true. Fitness, you got to move around. You got to probably pick up some weights here or there. You got to walk. You got to eat real food. Can't abuse drugs and alcohol. Try not to stress a lot. Try to get good sleep. Those fundamentals are always going to be there. The basics will always be there. Again, eat right. Move around. Create an environment that helps you be successful. If you spend your time doing the things that are the most important and you ignore the rest of the noise, you're almost assured success. Or at least you'll reach some level of success. You'll be further along than you are now. If you spend most of your time doing the things that are the most important, the biggest ROI things, and you ignore the rest of the bullshit, which is really hard for people to do. But almost daily, almost each day, I hear someone saying they listen to 10 different podcasts and they follow 45 different, you know, fitness people on the internet, or they have 15 different gurus that they're listening to. It's just too much noise, man. It's too much to take in. This scattering of your attention and your efforts, it doesn't work. It slows you down. if you're listening to 10 different podcasts every single week and you're following financial advice from 7 different people, I don't know how you can possibly process all that stuff. You know, I do as much as I feel I need to and as much as I can. And sometimes it might take me a whole week to get through one person's podcast, depending on how long it is. You know, if it's like a 2 or 3 hour and I'm driving in the car and sometimes I turn it on and sometimes I don't. Because if I'm listening to 5 different people, you know, 5 different days of the week, and then I'm trying to do my own personal stuff and work in my business and be with my family and my friends, and I'm not good when my attention is pulled in 10 different directions. In fact, I like it to be very singular. Maybe that's my, you know, fault or my Achilles heel. But I like to just do one thing at a time, which is, as you get older and you get into a business, it's harder sometimes. Obviously, we have people we put in place, but it's tough to do. It's like, I don't want to think about doing 7 different exercises at once. I just want to do one right now, and then I'll go to the next. Because I'm not good when my attention is scattered all over the place. Maybe you guys are. But for me, it slows me down. And my best guess would be it slows you down too. And frankly, it's rooted in like an unwillingness to just commit to one path, one North Star. Without a decision to commit and a requirement to follow through, your goals never really become a reality. Like, if you want to achieve some important, meaningful shit to you, you must have like this direct focus on that thing. You must concentrate your efforts instead of dabbling a little bit here or there. Because you can't focus on everything. You just can't. Something has to give. We don't have time to do it all. Everything we do in life, it comes at a cost of something else. You have to know that. Like, you can't be father of the year and probably be a billionaire. Maybe, but I doubt it. And you can't probably be father of the year, billionaire, husband of the year, completely ripped and shredded all the time, eats perfect, the best aerobic endurance, you get quality sleep, you don't stress, you never blow up on people, you have great work-life balance. That, what I described, seems like the most impossible life of all time. Because you just can't give everything 100% of your attention, because if you give one thing, it's like you only have 100% to give. So if you give your family 50, you can only give work 50. Now, I know when you're at work, you can give them what you can. So like, well, Jeremy, when I'm at work, I give 100%. If you're working for somebody else, bullshit. Like, you're just not doing that. You'll give them what you can give them. And I think that's fair. But you can't give 100% of your energy to them and then come home and be a bag of shit. And vice versa, you can't give your family and friends everything and then give your career, which funds a lifestyle, nothing. You do not have time and energy to do it all. Because everything we do comes at a cost of something else. So if we're giving everything to our fitness, everything, I mean, it's going to cost us in our career. It's going to cost us in our personal life. And vice versa, if we're giving everything to our profession, it's going to cost you in your personal health. It's going to cost you in your personal life. So you have to decide what's important to you. You have to decide where you want to go. And whether that be with a coach, a community, you have to have a vision of what you want your life to look like today and what you possibly want to look like in the future. And you have to craft or outline a really simple plan to get from here to there. And I put a focus on the word simple, not this insane 47-step outline, a simple plan to get from here today to getting there in 36 days. 182 days, 340 days, whatever it is. And you have to work that plan day after day after day. With simplicity, when you keep things simple, you're going to gain clarity. You're going to gain focus. And most importantly, you're going to gain speed. And your progress is going to come much more quickly than if you're trying to go 4 different directions. What's the fastest way to get anywhere? It's a straight line. This is no different. Momentum builds, my friends. And when momentum builds, your goals, they're achieved. You know, but it starts with you just kind of willing to say no to a lot of things that have been using up your physical, but more importantly, your mental energy, and letting go of things like procrastination, letting go of perfectionism, which is drives me nuts, and worrying about things you can't control. Now, obviously, easier said than done. In a perfect world, none of us would worry about things we can't control. Yet, I think that's what most of us do worry about, is the things that we can't control, especially those of us who are control freaks. You know, whether you're watching the news about what's going on, you know, all the horrific, you know, terrorist shit around the world, or all the financial implications of decisions, or the amount of homeless people, or with your government, or with your, you know, your mom or your dad, or, you know, whatever it may be, the traffic, the weather, things that you can't control, that's the shit we tend to worry about. And when you do that, you're frozen. Because again, it's taking away your mental energy. The same thing when you procrastinate. And also the same thing when you want everything to be perfect. Nothing in life is perfect. I'm not, you're not, your marriage isn't, your job isn't, your life isn't. No, it's all fucked up. We're all just certain levels of fucked up. And like, I guess at the end of the day, it's like, what level are you willing to accept, and what level you're not willing to accept? But my business is not perfect. My marriage is not perfect. My relationship with my family is not perfect. Neither is my relationship with my friends. I do the best I can with what I have in the moment. And I try to just be better today than I was yesterday. And there's ups and downs in that, and there's different seasons of life than that. And there's times when I'm sure Heather thinks I'm great, and there's times where I'm sure she wants to just run me over with her car. Like, that's just being real. And I'm sure there's times where my parents are like, God, you know, Jeremy's the greatest son ever. And there's times where they're probably like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude? He's a psychopath. You know, but that's just life. And I do the best I can with what I have, but I don't worry about being perfect, because that holds so many, not just young people back, it holds so many people back. Oh, I can't post this. I can't write that. I can't say that. I can't. You can. Nobody gives a shit. In 100 years, nobody will even remember you were here. And so you might as well just do the thing and embrace the fact that, you know, fewer things done better is the fastest way you're going to get where you want to go. Fewer things done better is a faster way to get where you want to go. Instead of trying to do 19 different perfect things, you can't be the end all. You know, you're lucky in your life, dude, if you can be an expert in like one thing. You really are. You know, obviously there's the freaks out there, the Elon Musks of the world that have done these, you know, insane things, but odds are you're not that. And so you're really lucky if you get to be really good at one thing in your life. And what I mean by like towards the upper level of people. Now, you can be better than most people by just spending 15, 20 minutes a day on something, but you can't do that with 17 different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be the best. Well, you know what? I really want to, you know, be in the top of my age bracket for, you know, the Ironmans, but I also want to be, you know, the top of my my brokerage for real estate. And I also want to be awesome at guitar, but I also never want to miss any of my kids' sports games. Dude, it's just, you're pulled too thin. Dumb it down, drill it down to the simple things that you really want to be good at and you really want to improve on in your life. And it doesn't matter what it is. If you want a better career, just outline a real simple career plan to go from where you are today to where you think you want to go in 6 months or a year or 2 years. Simple business plan if you're trying to start a business. Simple eating plan. How many times a day am I going to eat? What types of food am I going to eat? About how many calories? About what macros are going to be there? You know, how many days a week am I going to have drinks? Like, really simple things. And just start there. And maybe it is a simple plan for tomorrow. How many times are you going to eat tomorrow? About what time of day? What foods do you think you're going to have? And what do you have to plan and prep and prepare to be successful? Simple workout program. How many days a week this week are you going to be active? How many days a week are you going to go into a gym? How many days a week are you going to stay at your house? How many days a week are you going to go into nature? You know, and on the days you're not going to go into the gym, what are you going to do? You're going to bike? You're going to walk? You're going to ruck? You're going to do yoga? You're going to go swimming? Doesn't matter. But just have a simple outline and a plan. same thing I talked about routines earlier. Simple morning routine. Simple evening routine. Whatever you need in the morning to get your ass going. Whatever you need to do in the evening to hopefully relax yourself so you can get a couple hours of decent sleep. Is it that simple? No, it's not. It's not going to go exactly as you outline it. But if you don't have an outline at all, how do you think it'll be? So even with a plan, it'll be messy. It'll be stressful at times. There's complex seasons of life to navigate. I understand that. But if you can keep out the unnecessary noise and bullshit in your life and let go of all of the things that are just causing you stress and anxiety and bogging you down, you can simplify things into your daily habits and streamline your process, it's going to make your results that much greater. It's just the truth. Am I perfect? No. Do I worry about stuff? For sure. But I've gotten rid of a lot of unnecessary decisions in my life, from down to what I'm going to eat, to what days I'm going to go into work, to what, you know, clothes I'm going to wear. And I try to stick to that routine as best I can. Does it always work out that way? No. Shit gets thrown off. Things go sideways. But having an outline and a plan and the discipline to follow through has made it much easier to navigate the times when it's not as smooth. And I think it'll do the same thing for you guys. And so before I let you go, I want to share this quote one of our app members threw up in the group a couple of weeks ago. It's from everstew.com, I believe, is where it originated from. And it's just a simple message for everybody here. And it goes, I quote, "Take some time to rest and recover. You don't always have to be so busy, pushing yourself so hard, 24/7, 365. Step back and take care of yourself. The moments of self-care will add value, energy, purpose, and creativity to everything you do. Find a healthy balance and enjoy your life, whatever that means for you. That doesn't mean don't work hard, you know, and it doesn't mean, you know, spend every second, you know, with your kids or give your work 100% of your attention. You're going to have a work-life balance that works for you and your goals and what you want to do. Nobody else can do that. But I do think it's important, especially now, because I just feel like, maybe it's because I'm getting older, the world is moving so fast. Everything is coming so fast and so quick. And with technology, that is 100% true. Imagine how quick technology's changed in the last, you know, 20 years compared to the 200 years before that. You know, from people not even having cell phones in college, you know, 20 years ago, to now every little kid has an iPad and a cell phone and knows how to swipe and use it. That's 20 years ago. You know, in 2003, not every single kid had a cell phone in college. And if they did, it was not an iPhone. It just wasn't a thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's how fast all of this has grown and shifted and moved. And maybe I see that and then I just feel the way life is moving. And you look at your friends and yourself and your parents and how quickly things are moving by. You got to do what's best for you. Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And I think sometimes that's just stepping away and just slowing down for a second. And I'm all for working your ass off and hustling and building shit and doing the things that you think are important. And that stuff will always matter, but you can't do it at the cost of your health. And so I think the simpler you can make things in your life and really just step back today and maybe audit what you've been spending your time on and ask yourself, you know what? What makes me the happiest? You know, what are the five things that I like to do most in my life that bring me the most joy? Who are the people when I'm around, I'm my happiest? Where are the places where I am the most fulfilled and happy? What do I want to spend most of my time in my life doing? And how can I, you know, engineer and create an environment that allows me to do that more often than the shit that I hate to do? Again, my friends, that's a really simple outline, and that's a really simple plan to just get your brain moving in the right direction. So, again, nothing earth-shattering here today. Just for everybody out there who, you know, feels the weight of the world, if you will, of your kids and the economy and stress and job and your life and, you know, I got to be healthy and fit and do all the things, simplify what you can. You know, sometimes that's financially simplifying things, you know, maybe eliminating unnecessary payments and bills or in downsizing your house or, you know, getting rid of unnecessary cars and things that are forcing you to do things physically or mentally you don't want to do in order to pay for things that you don't really need. You know, it's the old Fight Club kind of Edward Norton quote, you know, the things you own sometimes end up owning you. And that's not always the case. There's a lot of different ways, you know, you can splice that and split that, but just really step back today and maybe focus and have a couple simple outlines and simple plans for areas of your life you want to improve. It's worked for me, you know, and I'm no genius for sure, but just what I've found is the recipe for success in business and in relationships and in fitness and in life really is just simplifying most things in your life to give your brain more freedom and free time, especially when you got a season of life that is, you know, challenging and tough. It makes it a lot easier to navigate through. So take that with you today, you guys. If you have questions on the Jeremy Scott Fitness app, obviously hit me up. You guys get a week for free. Link's in the show notes. If you want to get my Go Ruck stuff, that link is still in there and live right now, I think, until the end of the month. We'll save you on anything on the site. If you want a free sample of AG1, just ask. All our other sponsors are in the show notes. Thank you guys on YouTube for watching, as always. If you guys want to be added to the newsletter, hit me up. We're sending out those weekly. I'm going to hop on a podcast here with BJ Kadur in a little bit and just talk hoops, NBA, basketball, life, and everything in between. We might actually share it on our podcast as well, so it would be episode 559, I believe, because this is Simplicity for Success, which should be episode 558. If you're on Apple Podcast, drop it a 5-star, leave a comment. I would appreciate it. If you're on Spotify, leave us a 5-star there as well. And I thank you guys for all the support. Keep sharing our Instagram videos, tagging us, posting, tag Heather, tag me, and thank you for everything. It means a lot, and I hope you guys have an awesome, most badass week. If you need anything, as always, just ask. And until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people, and please, you guys, keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy, because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.